The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2880 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in Zachrelm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and yo hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swoleo, back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2 Flexing.
Fucking
on all you Asians. All right, fam, welcome to Accountability Monday. We're going to go over some awesome accountability posts for what the Swole fam is promising to work on this week. And of course, we have awesome new releases. So without further ado, let's drop in the comments what you are smashing today and let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, Beaches? Let's summon the Falcon, get today's party started. We got a great Swole card, if you know what it is already, because you're part of the Swole fam. Drop it in the comments down below. Let's get into it, and let's have an amazing mother freaking man cast. Falcon. Let's go, beaches. All right, fam, can I get a hell yeah for the seven pillars? Hashtag seven pillars for a chance to win today's Swole card. And now, that being said, we're going to get right into today's Swole fan post, and then we're going to get into those new releases. We got some great merch. I can't wait to drop it. We got new stuff. Of course, join the fam over at SwoleNormousX.com. You'll get access to all the private live streams, all the programs, all the yoga, all the meditation, all the recipes, the elimination diet, Swollen 7 section, masterclasses, everything inside SwoleNormousX. Go check it out. SwoleNormousX.com. Hashtag 7 pillars for a chance to win today's Swole card. Now let's get into
what's in the box.
The first response. Now these responses are from the Swole fam. I asked, Swole fam, what are you promising to work on this week and how exactly are you going to execute to make sure you're successful? What exactly are you going to do? Daniel says, continuing on with eating good, getting in the gym early. Hit the store this afternoon so I have plenty of food. to take to work and will be reading before bed, which I've recently found helps me sleep all the way through the night. Alarm set for 3:45 a.m. to be at the gym by 4:30. Going to be a good week. Leg day tomorrow. It is what it fucking is. Good for you. 3:45, 4:30 in the gym. My goodness. That's early. Like it. Danny says, sticking to my nutrition, the last couple of weekends I've had a cheat meal. It says chest meal. You're not a chest feeder, are you? You're not a chest feeder, are you, Danny? Not only do I feel like shit mentally for it, it affected my sleep. It also really did a number on my digestive system. Definitely not worth it. No, it's not. It's not really a cheat meal, though, is it? I think we have to stop calling it a cheat meal and start calling it poisoning your body. Like, I'm eating shit. It's not a cheat meal. A cheat meal is like, you know, I don't know, people act like they fucking deserve it. Like, you've earned to eat crap. No, no, it's garbage you shouldn't be putting in your body if you want results and you want to be, you know, if you want to feel good and you want to perform, because it's not really just that meal. A cheat meal is a cheat day. A cheat meal is a day on which you cheat. And then that's going to, people act like it's one time, it's just 30 minutes or it's just an hour, whatever it is. But no, it can affect you the next day and the next day after that. You could have a few days. It's really not a cheat meal. If you eat garbage, it's a cheat day. And it might be a cheat 2 or 3 days, depending on the side effects. Okay, let's see. Ken says, consistency, food prep, building in mobility on non-lifting days. All right, so let's get specific. A reminder, Ken, make sure when you respond, get specific. Food prep, what does that mean? Building in mobility on non-lifting days, what does that mean? Mobility is not mobility. What are you doing? What exactly are you going to do for mobility? What are you doing for your food prep? Get specific. Lacey says, mobility every morning this week. The Swollen Sevens make it impossible not to do it. So might seem vague to some people, but Swollen Seven is how Lacey is going to do her mobility. So Swollen Seven is our 7-minute series where we have 7-minute whole dumbbell section, kettlebell section, sandbag, club, mace. What else we got here? We got core, repair. We got so many Swollen Seven sections. Mark says, I'm going to work on not helping people that don't want to be helped. Throughout my life, I've had many people come up to me and ask for my help or for my opinion, but it always falls on deaf ears. I can't be giving that kind of attention and energy to people anymore. Once they see that giving nature, they abuse it, but not anymore. Instead, I would rather be investing that energy to continuously bettering myself. And I agree. There's a lot of energy vampires out there. So at the same time, if you might want to help someone, Mark, if you see that they deserve it, if they're actually working hard, and you'll know. You'll know when it's someone who's actually going to apply what they're coming to you with. But now your sensors and your filter is just much more extreme. And people really have to earn it. You have to see people that are actually... So, for example, if someone asks me a question, like if you're part of the Swole Fam, you're obviously training, doing the programs, you're asking a question. I know it's not falling on deaf ears. If someone that's morbidly obese just comes up to me like, hey, you know, how are you in shape? What should I do? I'm trying to lose this gut. I know it's not really a serious question. It really isn't. People say that all the time. They're not going to do what I tell them to do. They're just not going to do it. You know, people have to, there's a certain way in which people will ask and there'll be evidence that they are working on it. Like if they're going to the gym regularly and they're already losing weight and they're doing fantastic and they ask an actual insightful question, you know, it's not going to be like, how do I lose weight? It's going to be something specific based on what they're doing. And they're actually already doing it. So then you're just guiding them and be like, hey, you're going in the right direction. Let's just, you know, you're going east. Maybe you want to go a little bit northeast here, right? You want to just go a couple degrees over this way, because you've probably heard the concept before. If not, if you start off sailing across the ocean, for example, you start in England and you're 1 degree off, you're going to end up thousands of miles off course by the end of it. So 1 degree, it might seem like, hey, we're pointing a couple centimeters this direction, but those couple centimeters become an extreme part of that triangle, rather, you know, in comparison to the original direction. So if you're just going a slight difference in direction from the beginning, you're going to end up miles and miles and miles and miles off course. So very important to make sure that when you are, that you're going in the direction, you have the intent to put in the work. You have to have some skin in the game before you really earn, earn a detailed response. Can't be giving your energy to people that don't deserve it. Marty says, back to basics. Let's fucking go. I'm back to what got me this far. I don't know what that means, Marty. That is not accurate, or I should say not accurate. That's not specific. I want to know. Everyone that doesn't put this in the responses, I am going to blow your shit apart. Make sure that when I'm sending this message and I say, be specific, what exactly you're going to do, back to basics? What does that mean? I don't know what the fuck that means. Marty, get specific. Follow up with me, all right? Make sure you comment back again. Follow up and get specific. I want to know what you're doing. All right, Melissa, and it's going to be a paragraph. It's going to be a few sentences, and I get it. If you don't have time to respond right away when you get the text, drive home first. Eat dinner and then respond. Maybe we'll get to it in the next day or the day after. Like, we might not do it if you don't get it back in time. But if you don't have time to respond and do a give a thoughtful response, then don't. Just wait until you have time to do it. I understand sometimes you're in the middle of something, but think about it. And you should be thinking about this already before you receive the text on Sunday. You should be already thinking about it because you should be already setting up that framework to execute on that during the week. Right? This is your promise to yourself, not to me, not to me. We're holding you accountable. I'm putting it out there, but this is your promise to yourself. I'm doing my shit. You need to do your shit. Melissa, hi, Papa. Consistently being consistent with all the pillars by finishing week 20 of Swole Season, then repeating the program. All food was prepared, prepped and prepared this weekend, daily brain gains and connecting with Swole Fam in the Telegram chat, going to bed and getting up at the same time daily. This has been my life for the last 5+ months and has gotten me through everything, including my dad's death and the stalker ordeal. Monk mode for now, and so incredibly grateful for you and the Swole Fam. A year ago, I would have been going out all the time as a distraction from life's trials. Glad to be accountable now and making sick fucking gains. Hashtag Swole Fam. Dope. That's usually a common cope. I'm going to go out and binge drink or eat shit. How's that going to help your situation? It's amazing what people do to cause themselves more pain, to distract them from what actually should be doing. So many people just, hey, something bad happened. Right? Sometimes people be like, oh, something bad happened. Let me poison myself. Something bad happened lately. Let me, I don't know, drink myself into a stupor. Let me hang around with terrible people. Let me whatever, whatever, right? Why bang yourself up? Why make it worse? So often these coping mechanisms, people actually make it worse. Why? Don't make it worse. Whatever you should be doing as a result of that should be, and sometimes people, you need to sit with it for a little bit. You need to think about it and let it wash over you. I'm like, okay, gather yourself, but then take action. Let's see, Rihanna in the Telegram chat didn't respond to the text, but she says, second round primer week for 90-day dash, making sure that I'm setting up for success while having a head cold and improving on my form, need to share in Telegram so everyone can grade me and tell me how to tweak things. Yes, absolutely. Share your form in Telegram. That'd be great. Mike, responding to the same text, says, Papa Swolio, I'll be focusing on my mobility and recovery pillars this week. Finishing week 4 of Maximum Swole and on recovery days, we'll be doing chair yoga sessions 1 and 2, as well as taking a 20-minute walk with my dog nightly to make recovery and mobility more active. This will help with my most important pillar, consistency. Indeed. Nicole says, my meal plan to be spot on and hitting the gym. Vague, Nicole. I'm booing you on this one. That's lazy. Lazy. Don't be lazy, Nicole. My meal plan to be spot on. I don't know if you understood the text that I wrote. I'm asking you, how will you make your meal plan be spot on? What are the things? That means it's not spot on right now. So what are you going to do? What actions are you going to take to make sure that your meal plan is spot on? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do it? What are you going to do? What is that? Is that buying your food in advance? Is that ordering in bulk? Is that setting aside a day to cook, 2 days to cook, 3 days to cook, before work, after work? You're going to get up 20 minutes earlier to cook before work. So that's another habit. You have to get up earlier. You have to go to sleep earlier. There's a lot of things that you have to plan through. And hitting the gym, what does that mean? You're going to walk up to the gym and slap the wall? What are you going to do at the gym? What are you doing to make sure that you go to the gym? Yo. I'm telling you, because I take the time to write out that text message. I do it personally. And I'm like, what exactly are you doing? I keep trying to word it in a different way because I know I'm going to get messages back like, I'm going to exercise. No, no, fuck you. Because you're lying to yourself. And I want the best for you. So, Nicole, I want your meal plan to be spot on. Don't get me wrong. I want you to hit the gym. That's great. But we should all be doing that, right? We should all have our meals. We should all be eating what we should be eating. And we should all be training. So we're all doing that. And if that's your goal for this week, that means a goal for this week, like something that you're promising yourself this week, it should be some sort of, and I'm going to specify a little bit more next week, but it should be an improvement. Not like, hey, I'm going to keep on doing what I'm already doing. Okay. That should be the standard. You should already be doing what you're already doing. You shouldn't have to promise yourself that I'm going to keep on doing what I'm already doing. No, that should be the standard. So what are you going to do to get that leg up on yourself? What are you going to do for that 0.1% or that 1%? And that's going to have to be something new. That's going to have to be something different. You're going to have to tweak something. Something, the input's going to have to change for the output to improve. If you want something more, you're going to have to put a little bit different thing in. So you might have to think a little bit differently. So don't be lazy with the answers. Be specific. I appreciate the responses, I do, but you know, telling me that you're going to the gym, that's not going to cut it. If you haven't been going to the gym, then you have to figure out why you're not going and what literal things you're going to do, what physical, absolute, undeniable, undebatable things you're going to do in order to make that happen. Okay, let's get into some releases. Fam, who's ready for a first?
What's in the box?
Recipe brand new for members inside Swolenormous X. Ooh, what is that? You guys can guess. I think someone's going to grab it. Someone's going to get it quick. What is that? Who knows what that is? What is it?
You switch the samples.
If you're just listening, we're zoomed in on a picture. So the Swole fam's going to got to guess. Someone said banana. Oh, I guess. Okay, part of it, banana. Someone said some kind of a pancake. Well, you're both right. It's paleo banana pancakes. All right.
I gave it a fucking 10.
Paleo banana pancakes. All right. Check that out. Paleo banana pancakes. Not bad, not bad, not bad. Let's zoom back in. What do we got for the next one? Ooh, ain't no one getting this. No one's getting this. I don't even know. Oh, that looks so God. This might be, you know, me. A lot of times I'm thinking, ooh, this is really good. Or that's going to taste good. And then there's something additional added to it. This might be something that I would eat top to bottom. I would eat the fuck out of this. Let's see. Swole Sama says egg. No, there's no egg. No egg. Let's see. What do you think this is? Ooh. Rihanna says scalloped something. Rihanna with the victory. Good for you. Close enough. Grilled onions, scallops. All right. So some of you guys are a little bit more foodies than I thought. All right, bacon-wrapped scallops with garlic lemon butter. I didn't expect everyone to get the whole thing, but I would eat the absolute motherfuck out of this. I would eat the hell out of that. Bacon-wrapped scallops with garlic lemon butter. That is dope. That looks so good. That looks so good. All right, actually, let's zoom back in. We got one more recipe. We do three every week. I think a lot of you are going to guess generally what this is. Positive Charisma says steak with garlic butter. Cerny says meat, onions, and steak. We has beef asobuco. All right, gorillas. So we got beef asobuco. We have bacon-wrapped scallops with garlic, lemon butter, and paleo banana pancakes. All right. Nice. Solid. All right. We got a couple rotating classes. These are appetizers. These are featured classes inside Swarnormous X. So when you join, there's so much in there. We have a Swole Studio. We have a highlight section, a featured section. That way people can maybe experience some classes that or workouts that they haven't tried yet, because there's so much in Swarnormous X that we want to make sure that, hey, we put a spotlight on some things. That way people maybe see something that they didn't notice before. Featured yoga class for this week, Ashtanga Express with Genevieve. We also have a Swollen 7. It's Swollen 7 kettlebell, round 6. Very nice. So we have Ashtanga Express with Genevieve. We have Swollen 7 kettlebell, round 6. And we have chest and tricep swole. A lot of you love this one. That's some of your favorite workout. I know some of you, that's like, man, that's my favorite workout. Chest and tricep swole, number 2. Those are the featured workouts for this week in the Swole Studio. Okay. Whew. All right. So we got a new yoga class. We got a new yoga class. But before we get into the merch, we got yoga class and merch. So drop in the comments, which do you want first? Do you want yoga or do you want merch? Before we do, let's talk about this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Shramwise, Roundtable 66, this Thursday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Roundtable 66. I feel like we just had a roundtable 2 weeks ago. I guess we did. Roundtable 66 for members only, 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, March 28th. You will not get access if you're not a member. It's a live call with myself and the Swole Fam, and it's not public, so that episode will be private. Don't miss out. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com. Roundtable 66 this Thursday. And of course, if you join, you can listen to them after we record them, so you're able to access them after the fact, so you can go back and listen to all the previous roundtables, and there's 66 of them, so that's what, 130 something hours of conversation if you want. I love how we have more roundtables than the majority of podcasts have episodes. Isn't it, I think the majority or like 90% of podcasts have one episode or two episodes, or they don't do more than 3 or 4 episodes. It's something like that. There's some ungodly number of podcasts, and the vast majority, like we always say, most people don't. The vast majority of podcasts have less than 5 episodes or 3 episodes or something like that. As we're sitting at 2,880. It's that number's crazy. 2,880. That's crazy. That's crazy. It is crazy. Okay, brand new yoga. People want yoga first because you like to end with the merch.
What's in the box?
That's the big old bang bang. All right, Express Class, Restorative Yin for Legs. Restorative Yin for Legs with props with Alex.
Boom shakalaka!
Brand new Express Class. So again, we have like 400 yoga classes. So if you are a member, you don't have to go searching for this. We have an updates tab. So in the main menu, click on updates, and then you'll see the links for the latest drops, the latest everything we're talking about today. You'll have a link that will take you right there in the section, so you don't have to go looking for this class. But if you love yin, you're going to love this yin class. With props makes it even better. And that position that Alex is holding right there, leaning forward, looks absolutely fantastic, actually. Looks really comfortable. So check it out, Express Class. So it's only about 30 minutes or so. Give it a try. All right, we got new merch, fam. Who's ready for merch? And if you have any questions, you could drop it in the comments below, because we're about to wrap up. We have an awesome 7 Pillars card to give away. But if you have any questions, you can ask questions before we wrap up. So hashtag ask Papa Swole if you have a question. We'll take a question or two. We got Rufus. We got the Tainty Man here. He's just the taintiest boy. And we, of course, we have some Church, but she's the sleepies. So they're both the sleepies, but the Tainty Cam is in full effect. Look at the Tainty Man. Let's zoom in on those pupper paws. Oh, he's the sleepies. He's the sleepy taint. Sleepy taint. All right. Oh, I was wondering what that button was. It says untitled. I don't know why it's not. Weird. Oh, I must have reset. Oh, damn it. Remember I said the other day that they reset, all the settings reset? Oh, I better not have certain things that just say untitled. Good thing I pretty much know where everything is. I pretty much know where every sound is anyway. Oh, he's so cute. Look at the toe. Those aren't even toe beans. These are like toe sausages. He doesn't have toe beans. He has toe sausages. Juicy. And sweet boy. You're a sweet boy, Tainty Man. I love you. Okie dokie. Who's ready? Merch. 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 Fam, if you have not yet hit the thumbs up button, I know a bunch of you. I think it's because a bunch of people are watching in the Daily Soul Telegram chat. Pop over to Rumble. Hit the thumbs up button. Just make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Hit the thumbs up. So now that we had someone call in and ask a question like, hey, I was noticing that people aren't hitting the thumbs up button. I said, I know. I don't know what the rule is. I wish, you know what it was? I wish I could have like a thing where it's like, you have to hit the thumbs up button or you get kicked out of the live. Or I wish that if you hit the thumbs up button, I would see who it was and it popped up on the screen. I was like, hey, thanks for the like. Thanks for hitting the, you know, I can give you a shout out. That would be cool. Because I would do that. I would totally do that. But I can't do it. Kind of a bummer. Kind of a bum bum. All right, who's ready? Who's ready for some moich? Fam, are you ready? Some of you watch. How many of you are fans? Fans of comedy. You like comedy? You like cartoons? You like funny things? You might have heard of, you know, you might have heard of a little show. I don't know if you ever heard of a show called South Park. Well, South Park is great. How many of you watch South Park? Anyone? Any South Park fans? I haven't seen every episode, but it's a funny show. I like it. I don't watch it all the time, but it's a great show. So anyway, South Park is great. So a lot of you might like shows like that or similar, Robot Chicken or other things like that. But anyway, maybe you like South Park. However, I think South Park is overrated. No, hear me out. I think it's overrated because the characters, they just don't lift. So I think a better cartoon would be Swole Park. It's overrated. Swole Park is better. All right. So 20% off the site. New releases, of course. I'm trying to zoom in, but they're all fucking jacked in front of the Swole Park sign. So check it out. PapaSwolio.com. Get yourself some Swole Park. It's an awesome design. So if you enjoy the show, go and check it out over at PapaSwolio.com. 20% off site-wide. Of course, you always get 20% off new releases, but you have the entire site. Oh my God, you swolled Kenny. That's a great. Oh my God, you went to the gym, Kenny. All right. So most of the time, hold on before everyone, before you go and buy it, everyone's like, I need this in my life. Wait. Because often we do one merch. Wait, Melissa. Melissa says, oh my God, I knew it. Buying this shirt. Love it. Patience, because most of the time we release one shirt. A lot of times lately we've been doing two releases. It's getting kind of ridiculous. So here's the thing, fam. I don't want you to get spoiled. I don't want you to be spoiled because you usually get one merch and now you're going to get two. Like, don't expect two every week. So patience. Because if you don't like this design, maybe you like this one, which is also fucking awesome. All right. See? Check that shit out. All right. So We have two awesome designs for Swole Park. So you can choose the ones with the mountains in the background and the Swole Park sign. You can check out the grid, I guess you would call it. The mug looks great. The mug looks awesome. I love it on the mug. It'll look good as a flag too, but it looks great on a tank. So we have this Swole Park design and we have this Swole Park design. I kind of like this one with the mountains too, because they look like titties. But of course, the Swole Park sign is the same style sign as a South Park sign. So anyway, you got two different options and you can get whichever one you like, or you can get both. Whichever. All right, so check it out. Is it a flag? This one could be a flag. We could put it up. I don't know if it's up right now. If you like the flag, if you guys want the flag. So I'll make sure they're all flags. Again, sometimes when we're adding, like especially when we do two designs, sometimes we have a limit. I think I mentioned this before. There's a limit as to how many designs we can upload because it's all the different options. So it's not just the design. It's the design on a black tank. And it's designed on that black tank in small, medium, large, extra large, XXL, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it's that's same design on a light blue tank in small, medium, large. So like every time you have a color, there's like 7 or 8 or 9. So we have like a 1,000, I think, limits. So when we add multiple things with merch, because we don't just have that, we have all the colors of one tank and then all the colors of the shirt, then all the colors of the hoodie and all the sizes of the hoodie. And then we have the mugs is usually just like 1 15 or 11 ounce, I believe it is. And then we have, you know, the hats and the so cases. So it's all every option counts as one. So anyway, awesome new designs. This is a great flag. So we'll add it. We should have the flag. Every design, every collection should have a flag. And reminder, if you are on the site and you see something, and let's say you don't see the flag or you can't find it, use the little ask us, ask a question, submit a question. And if we don't have something for whatever reason, if we forgot to upload one style, let us know. And then we'll upload it and then send you a message when it's up so we can add it. Sometimes things slip through the cracks. And if no one mentions it, then we might not even notice because, as I always talk about, there's so many shirts, I forget ones that we have. I have so many designs because every time we do one, I get a version or two to wear in videos. And I have them in the closet and I have them everywhere. Shirts are everywhere. It's broken the closet 3 times. So I'll go through and I'll look through the closet and I see shirts. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about that. Oh shit, I forgot about that. I really gotta not get rid of them, but I need to get rid of some because I'm never gonna have less shirts. I don't need that many tanks. I barely wear shirts as it is. I wear it for a video and then I'm outside. If there's sun out, I'm not wearing a shirt. So I just have so many shirts. I'm never going to wear again. Some shirts I'll wear more frequently, but some shirts I'll wear once for a video. And then it's like, I'm not going to wear this all the time, especially when I have 1,000 options. I'm the kind of person that'll just wear the same shirt over and over again. I'll wash it and I'll wear that shirt. I'll wear the same few shirts that I've worn for the last 20 years, especially gym shirts, all ratty tanks. Anyway, I think one of the best flags to get, if you're thinking about getting a flag, get the Seven Pillars flag. Get the Seven Pillars flag. That way, yeah, Matt just said, I have the Seven Pillars flag hanging in my room. Reminds me daily to crush it. It's great. I have the Seven Pillars flag in the gym. Over here inside. The thing that I was kind of bummed out about, I shouldn't say bummed out, but I had all the flags hanging. I guess I could put them back up in the gym, but I took them down the last time we took down all the stuff out there. I might put them all back up. It was just a pain in the butt. Once we had to like replace the canopies, I took all the flags down. Maybe I'll put them back up again. Maybe I'll put them back up. It's much more awesome to have all the flags hanging. So I might go through and hang them up again. But anyway, we always have more merch, right? We always have more merch. We're always going to have more merch. So we just dropped 2 designs this week. We had 2 designs last week. We had the Swole Foods design. Don't forget last week. Let's check out the merch site. If you have any questions, drop in the chat. We're done. We're wrapped up with all the new releases. Let me reload the page. So we have 20% off the entire site. And of course, we have a lot more designs coming. Let's see. Here are all the best sellers. Let's see the new releases if they're live. Go to the fucking... Oops. Oh, these are the new releases. So we have, let's see, bum, 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 GTTFG Pepsi, the Swole Foods, GTTFG NASA, Make Shaming Great Again, I Warm Up With Your Max, Vamos al Puto Gimnasio. Awesome stuff. So we also have those new releases, so we're just probably going to reload in a couple moments and they'll be up there. So you're going to check out the two new Swole Park designs, but all these other new releases I really love. I really do love. I love the ones like the Swole Park. Those are great. And of course, the door, we're going to have these in different languages. We're going to have this in English and Italian, I think. We're going to have a few other languages for the Vamos al Puto Gimnasio, the Dora Swole Explorer, Shred, SpongeBob Swole Pants. But I really do. I'm really liking, I think it's also because they're lined up next to each other. The NASA design, the Swole Foods, and the GTTFG. I just kind of like that. I love the logo. The logo plays. So, yeah, it just looks really cool. Really cool, really cool logo designs. So anyway, you have more options, whether you need some merch or, you know, you got people that have birthdays coming up. People have birthdays, people have, you know, I don't know, graduation parties. We have the don't vote if you skip leg day. We have so many different things that you can get that are great for... that are great for gifts, of course. You know, the holidays are an even better time. But don't forget, it's March, so we have a lot of America stuff coming. We have a lot of America 4th of July merch. We're going to start promoting all that probably, I would say, beginning of May. It's probably going to turn into like America season where we're just going to have all the Guns, Bacon, and Freedom come up with some, have some other new designs coming for that. We have a few that we're just, you know, finishing off. So it's going to be it's going to be legit. Matt says you need to hang them from a pole or dowels that you can easily take them down or up for weather. Yeah, but they're inside the gym, so they were just clamped. It was as easy to put them up or take them down. I just, ever since I took them down, I just haven't felt like putting them back up. It really wouldn't take me that long. It would take me probably 20 minutes or so to put them all back up. I just haven't done it. Because when they first, when the canopies ripped and they got wet, they were all kind of like a little bit, not moldy, but they had like little black dots. I had to wash them. So I washed them all and then they were folded and then they were kind of out of sight, out of mind. I was like, oh, I'm not going to put them up yet. I'll wait till we redo the whole thing, but I might put them up and then just take them down again, let them get beat up because they're flags. They're meant to get beat up a little bit. So, and it's not incentivizing for me to film out there. I'll probably film some more videos about the flags flying in the background. So that's probably what's missing a little bit. I just didn't get around to hang them. Maybe I'll hang them up today. Maybe that'll be what I do today. I'll hang up the flags again now that I'm inspired. Okay. So fam, thanks for being here. Hope you enjoy those new releases. Go get your Swole Park merch. Go check it out over at papaswolio.com. Again, if you want to join the fam, join us, swolenormousx.com. But we got those new merch releases. We have all the other releases too. We got new yoga class, Express Restorative Yin for Legs with Props from Alex. And of course we have other releases that we went over previously with new recipes. Go and check it all out. Join us, swolenormousx.com. Thanks for being here, Beaches. Go make some gains. Go stick to those promises. If you didn't respond to that text, please respond, and then we'll feature some more tomorrow and the next day. But we're back tomorrow for Tainty Tuesday. Go make some fucking gains. Go to the gym. We're going to give away this Seven Pillars card right now, Beaches. Let's give away this fucking card. All right, today's winner is going to Mark. Congratulations. And the reason why Mark's winning today's Swole card is this response is something that many more people need to recognize. Now, this is not to be an asshole. This doesn't mean be an asshole and don't help people. What it means is you need to recognize that some people, it's so fucking weird. Trust me, pay attention to this. It's so weird. I know it's a mind fuck and it's frustrating when you realize that so many people don't want to be helped. And it's really, it's more like baffling when you have information, you know, it's great. You know, you're going to get results. You know, it's going to be a positive. And the people that you're telling, just, they just don't want to be helped. And it's hard to comprehend why people don't want to be helped. But many people don't. Many people don't. And a lot of times that comes from the closest people to you. It comes from the closest friends and the closest family. So you need to focus on doing you. And then eventually people, sometimes they might come around, they might not. But bottom line, you have to do it for yourself. So it doesn't really matter if they get on board. You want them to, but you can't make a horse drink, right? So congratulations, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card, 2880 in the subject, and your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations, Mark. We'll take some soundboard requests and come on now.
It's estimated that 200 million people will die probably by the time I finish this talk.
Dig you, or dudes, or whatever gender thing you're into.
How shall we fuck off, O Lord?
Emotional, damn it!
Shut up, bitch!
Jamming. Because of the implication.
I have contained my rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from me!
But I want my own ass! I want my own ass!
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water! They turn the friggin' frogs gay!
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Got out in time. All right. Epic. Very nice. We got a request. Hold on, fam. Hold on. Hey, Churchy. We got a request for a throwback. We got a request from a throwback. Now, we normally don't do throwbacks, but what do you think, fam? What do you think, Churchy? Look cute. If you look cute, we'll do a throwback.
Aww.
Okay. Church has garnered everyone a throwback. Let's do a throwback. It's because you're so cute, Churchy. You're so cute. You're so cute. Everyone gets a throwback because you're so cute. You're so cute. Now we get a throwback. Now we get a throwback. All right. Let's see. Number one. Let's do number five. Fuck it. Let's see what we got here.
I'm Jack. My pronouns are they. Oh. I'm Jack. My pronouns are they, them. And I identify as trans and non-binary.
Help us, man.
Here are three things you can do to support trans children in your school.
What? Excuse me?
Stop unnecessarily gendering things in your school. This ranges from easy changes, like not grouping children into boys and girls, to not having gendered uniforms.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
There are boys and there are girls. That's not gendering things. That's like, these are boys and these are girls.
Teach children about pronouns, what they are, how we use them, and why they're important. This allows trans people to not be singled out for their pronoun, and instead makes pronouns part of the norm.
And you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Pronouns are part of the norm. Your make-believe pronouns are not part of the norm.
Uh-huh.
Trying to change people's conception of reality, which is your own disorder, and I hope you seek help for it. And again, I'm fine with you doing whatever you want. Like, you can, you're a dude, you can put on fucking lipstick, whatever, that's fine. But no, we shouldn't be grooming children. But the children. That's right.
You know, you hate trans people.
No, I just don't want you trying to fuck the kids. Why are you talking to kids? The fact that we're allowing adults to talk to children about sexuality. You're talking to 5-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 7-year-olds about sex. You're talking to them about who they want to fuck, and it's disgusting. It's literal. It's just grooming. It just is. It's gross. It's grotesque. I don't care what you believe in. You shouldn't be telling someone else's child that either. Absolute creeper. Absolute creeper. Should put some fluorescent paint on these people so we can keep an eye on them. Seriously. And whenever that fluorescent paint gets close to penetrating a child, you know, swarm. All right. Oh, I have a funny one. Oh, I have a really funny one. We could do it tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow for Balls Deep. We'll do it tomorrow for Balls Deep. I forgot. Let me do this one. Yeah, we'll save it for tomorrow. All right, fam, tomorrow we got an epic thing also for Balls Deep. So, fam, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Yeah, boy. Papa Swolio. Oh. Out. Go to the fucking gym. SwoleNormerSex.com. Go make some gains. Enjoy those new releases and the merch. Peace.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. 6 subs, had the bass smacking. 808, had the place clapping. 3 girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like.
Then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.